The dialect of Threlcott, Cumberland. Mrs. Mills, a native, a housewife, aged 71, recorded in her home by Stanley Ellis on the 29th of June, 1954.
You're Breton, you're Needentine, you called it in them days. And make a wall in the middle. Put a bit of salt around, you know, and put a crumb of your yeast in. And make it just look new milk warm, you should reckon, and water it to be for yeast, you know. And then you worked it up with flour. And just this in the middle, worked it up, and then you left it to rise up. And if you get risen to the top, well, you set to work to knead it. Mix it all up together and your tin of water, you know, warm, not over it. Put new milk warm as the telt on, and well, you have to keep kneading it, and put a little drop more water, you know, kneading it, and until you get it to what you felt right, and you give it a good dough, good knead, and floured bottom of tin, and turn it over, and put it, had some warm cushion or somewhere to put it on, and warm top on top, and put it onto the chair or where, or on hearth or wherever you wanted it, and then you left it till it rise up to right at top of the tin. Well, maybe an hour and a half off. Well, after that, you warm your oven, your bread tins, your loaf tins, grease them, and you turn your dough out onto your paste out onto the board, get it floured, and cut it into bits, size you wanted them for your tins, work them up, you know. And put it into your tins, set it down to rise again in tins for about an hour. You get where you wanted it.
Come
on. And then you had your oven hit, and you put it in and baked it. Maybe halfway through, but bake it for an hour, maybe. You would turn it, you see, so it should all get baked equal. And after that, well, went to the rear, turned it out, and just set it to cool on your border, somewhere like that. Just let it cool, and it was finished.